Guys, I don't really feel that well.
No, what's wrong?
Yesterday, somebody told me to Google the scientific name of a pig.
Yeah.
And I did that. And, you know, guys, you shouldn't do that under any circumstances because you're going to find something that you don't want to find, really. did you do that, Steven? Did you do what I did, explicitly yeah. said not to do? I can't believe it.
Yeah, and I should have trusted you. I was a little suspicious of your intentions, but I really should have trusted you. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, good thing. Oh, no.
Eric. Oh, no. Eric. I'm sorry. Alan John tells me not to do something, I do it. He tells me not to Google Pokemon 591, I do it. He tells me not to look up the scientific name of a pig, I do it. He tells me not to talk about Raid Shadow Legends, I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope our listeners are smarter than you guys. Hopefully. I really do. Because you shouldn't do that under any circumstances. Because doing that, Googling the scientific name of a pig, is just as stupid as deciding to make another movie based off of a video game in 2021, which coincidentally is what Sony is doing, apparently, with Ghost of Tsushima, one of their biggest exclusives this generation or the previous generation. I don't know. This was posted by Prance Dunn, or just Prance on GBA Temp. Does anybody have any more information about this?
So it's being directed by one of the co-directors of the first John Wick. His name's Chad. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce his last name.
Stahelski.
Yeah, Stahelski.
Stahelski.
Oh, well, I don't know. Is it Stahelski or is it Stelski? Or I'm not sure what it is.
The H wouldn't be there if it didn't serve any purpose.
Dude, all kinds of names have really weird, unnecessary letters in them. You never know.
Yeah, an H is like one of those ones that is silent very often.
John Wick is that's a good series of movies. I think it was in the news recently that one of the writers is leaving the franchise and John Wick 4 and 5 aren't going to be like written by that guy. But going back to this, Sony also is doing a Uncharted movie with Tom Holland. I think we've actually seen like some images from that recently. Mm-hmm. What are your guys' opinions on like video game movies as a whole? Because recently we actually had like two pretty good video game movies that come into mind. One is Detective Pikachu and the other is Sonic the Hedgehog. What do you guys think of those movies? And like maybe some other ones that I'm missing?
Well, I haven't seen either the Sonic or the Pokemon movie. The last video game movie that I saw that I really genuinely appreciated was the Super Mario Bros. Movie with Bob Hoskins. Wait, is there an S at the end of that or no? I think there is. Yeah. That was the greatest movie that he was in since Who Framed Roger Rabbit. So it really gave us a lot of cool Mario lore. But other than that, it's sort of like the Mortal Kombat movie where it's like, ew, who cares about all the plot of this? We just, you know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't really fit to the movie medium. Something like Mario does. I don't know if Ghost of Tsushima will.
I mean, isn't Ghost of Tsushima one of those cinematic type of games? I mean, it's a Sony exclusive after all.
I was going to say, yeah, it is one of those cinematic types. It had it even had the Kurosawa mode in it where you could, it was all like black and white and gorgeous and picturesque. That's the one thing that occurs to me with this is this guy, he's only ever directed John Wick movies. He's done second unit stuff on other action movies, and he definitely knows how to do action really, really well, but the imagery in Ghost of Tsushima does seem outside his wheelhouse, and that doesn't mean he can't do it, but it's interesting to see. It would be interesting to see him tackle something that's so different from John Wick, which is very dark and grungy and modern, versus, you know, this kind of romanticized, it's like a samurai thing, Ghost of Tsushima, I think, right? He was also supposed to be directing the reboot of the Highlander franchise, which was going to be all sword-based, too, so I guess, you know, I guess it'll be similar type of action. So I guess he's been trying to do this type of project for a while.
Remember that time where people were joking that Sony exclusives are just movies?
Yeah.
People said like, oh, okay, Heavy Rain, it's literally just a movie. So is Uncharted.
Sackboy.
It's come full circle Astrobot. Now.
Yeah.
Very cinematic.
When's the Astro Boy movie coming out?
Astro Boy.
Astrobot, whatever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
The movie already came out a while ago. I think Chad Stahelski directed that too, actually. That was his first work before John Wick was Astro Boy.
Chad Stahelski, I think he was the stunt coordinator on the Matrix movies.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, that's how he knew Keanu Reeves. That's how they got John Wick started. It's just basically guys from the Matrix series, like stunt guys.
It says here he was Keanu Reeves' stunt double, not a coordinator. But
All right. Somebody else was then.
Yeah, I suppose.
Why aren't they trying to make a cyberpunk movie yet?
I think Johnny Mnemonic already exists. That's the ultimate cyberpunk movie.
Fair enough. I'm not excited for the Uncharted movie, to be honest. Right. It seems like it's sort of been in production for a really long time. It just seems like I understand that it's trying to be a sort of an Indiana Jones situation. And I love Uncharted. I love the series. It's one of my favorite game series of all time. But again, I just don't have confidence when things that I like switch to movies. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not just video games. There's video games that I like that then become live action movies that are garbage. And I was joking about Mario, of course, because that movie was shit. But then there's like even like anime, when they try to make that live action, that's horrible. It's just switching from one medium to live action movies almost never works, in my opinion. I can't think of very many good examples where they do. Like, are the Resident Evil movies good? I don't think so.
No. No.
Yeah, you know, like One Piece is my favorite thing ever, and they're trying to make a live action series of that, and I'm like, you guys can't do it. It won't work. Why are you even trying? Stop it.
Oh, there's actually a Resident Evil movie being made, like a new one that's actually based off of the game.
I don't care. It's going to be bad.
I don't know. I think I'm hoping we're hitting a point soon where video game movies will be good. I think maybe I would say a lot of the people that made them when, you know, we were growing up were people that didn't grow up with video games, that didn't have the same familiarity with the source material, didn't know how to translate it to a different medium.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, yeah, like, I think Detective Pikachu was a good movie. I didn't see Sonic, but it seems fine for the most part. Like, and I think maybe with technology, like CGI getting better, that you can do some of the weirder stuff that's in video games. I do think we'll be hitting a point soon where video game movies are regularly, you know, fine. I'm not saying they're going to be masterpieces or anything, but like, I still think we're a long ways out from getting like the Dark Knight of video game movies. But I think we're at a point now where we'll be getting like, you know, the late 90s X-Men of video game movies, right?
Did you guys watch the Ratchet and Clank movie?
No, I didn't.
It came out around the time of the remake. I didn't watch it either, but
my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That was in theaters too for a while.
Wow.
I actually don't know how that movie performed, if it was good or bad. But yeah, I forgot all about it.
I know it did bad critically, yeah.
Oh.
I was going to say too, before when you were talking about Uncharted, did you hear Tom Holland come out in an interview and say that he thinks he gave a bad performance in that movie?
Oh no.
And that I guess he just has so much Spider-Man money at this point, he doesn't care. He'll just come out and be like, yeah, man, I really fucking suck shit all over the screen in that movie. Sorry, guys.
Listen, I have nothing against Tom Holland. He's a great guy, probably. I love his Spider-Man. But who at Sony looks at what's the guy's name from Uncharted? Drake something?
Nathan Drake.
Who looks at Nathan Drake and sees Tom Holland in that role? Who was that guy in Sony who made that decision? Like 99% of people
really weird
would say that Nathan Fillion, or whatever his name is a perfect choice. Perfect casting for that role. But no.
Yeah.
No.
Because, like, the reason Tom Holland works so well as Spider-Man is because he looks young and kind of nerdy and wimpy, and you wouldn't expect him to be a great action hero.
Exactly.
So to throw him into Nathan Drake, who is a very stereotypical, rugged action hero, is an odd choice, yeah.
Are you lighting something on fire right now, Alan John? What is that?
He's lighting up our f***ing podcast with his great chat over here.
Okay, that's what that is.
Speaking of lighting up things, Qualcomm is trying to light up the handheld, I don't even know, the console market, whatever, with a new system. Yes, that is Qualcomm I'm talking about. The same company that makes all of your Snapdragon processors on your Android phones and maybe possibly even tablets. So there's a rumor going on. This is another article posted by Prance Dunn, our own Prance Dunn, which comes from Twitter, is that Qualcomm is working on their own little Switch-like console. It's supposed to have a 6.6 Full HD display, a 6,000 milliamp battery, a camera. Actually, no, it doesn't have a camera, and it has a fan in it. So yeah, it's pretty much like one of those, you know, like a Switch or like one of those GPD consoles that we've been seeing lately. So that's quite interesting. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I mean, it makes sense for them to be for them to do it, I guess. But I think it is worth pointing out that in the source, the guy that first heard this rumor says that they don't think it's going to be a commercial product. They're just going to build it as a reference design for, you know, other phone makers.
Oh yes, yeah.
Or that I guess makes people sense. Who might be making these. Yeah,
Qualcomm doesn't like release phones or something.
No,
but I guess this would make sense to just like show this is our. They're probably working on a gaming centered processor.
Yeah,
SoC. And yeah, this is a great way to show it because those Qualcomm processors, people don't really appreciate the amount of innovation that's been going on with mobile processors in the past decade or so, way more than desktop processors. And since the desktop ones are the same that are used in consoles usually, like the progress that's been made there on the mobile front is really, really interesting. Qualcomm as well, but mostly it's done by Apple with their chips, which are probably the best in the mobile business, but Qualcomm isn't that far behind.
I was going to say, I think something like this is interesting and I can see why they're doing it, but I'm also not 100% sure what the purpose of it would be, because I mean, if you look at like even a mid-range Android phone can do emulation up to, I think, I mean, it can handle like PS1 and N64 emulation.
It can handle GameCube right now.
Yeah, well, yeah, I wasn't sure if a mid-range could, but like, yeah, I know the mid-range can definitely do everything there. Maybe slightly more expensive for GameCube, maybe not. And then like most mobile games aren't that intensive. You know, if you're playing an actual game developed for mobile, like, I mean, what would be on the higher end of that would probably be like Fortnite or PUBG, right? And I mean, I think that those can run on most phones. So I don't exactly know what the practical use would be for a gaming-centric device like this.
So, like, yeah, most of the people who buy those Android handheld consoles and those GPD Win stuff, they don't run usually things natively, other than maybe like what you said, like PUBG or Fortnite, but they usually most of the time use emulators. So it's going to be interesting how Qualcomm is going to do this approach. Like, are they just going to show, hey, look at this awesome emulation machine that obviously Nintendo doesn't want to make? So,
yeah,
maybe because it's gaming has become way more popular in China in the past couple of years, we're gonna see some changes. We're gonna see more Android games, like AAA titles specifically made for mobile phones. Hopefully for sure. Not stuff like Raid Shadow Legends or what? Genshin Impact, you know.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Genshin Impact, that's another huge one, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, because I mean, well, there already are gaming phones out there. There's stuff like the Red Magic is doing their stuff, but again, it's like that is a very niche case where, I mean, the purpose of a gaming phone, I think, is to have like remappable buttons and a fan built in, and which this Qualcomm thing is rumored to have, but I guess I don't 100% know what the practical use of it is, if I'm being totally honest.
It looks like the thing that the Alan John is lighting on fire is a guitar pick, man. You better go and get rid of the fire on that pick, man. Pick, man, go mobile AR app. Hey, guys, did you hear about that? Yeah, that was great. Woo! All right, that's two transitions so far that involved Alan John lighting stuff in his room on fire. So, Nintendo partners with Niantic. Have you guys heard of Niantic?
See, yes, I don't. Yeah, the developers of the super popular Jurassic Park World 3D AR game.
Exactly. See, I don't know who, you know, created Pokemon Go, but I know that I want you to Pokemon Go and download Pikmin mobile AR app releasing later this year.
Nice.
And also vote for me for president. So the thing is, Niantic, yeah, they did Pokemon Go, they did the Jurassic Park thing, they did the Harry Potter World thing. One of those things were, oh, and then they did the, what was the one before Pokemon Go? I already forgot what it was called. Ingressors? Shit.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Ingress. No, wait.
Ingress. Yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking it's called. I've never actually said it out loud because I've never downloaded it. So of those four games, one of them was very successful, Pokemon Go. The rest of them, so they're doing they're basically doing the same thing again with Pikmin, apparently, which is cool, but I don't have very much confidence in it, perhaps. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, Pikmin doesn't have the same name recognition as Pokemon, so it will never, I can't imagine it being as popular as Pikmin has been. Or as Pokemon Go was, sorry. I don't know what the concept of this game would be, because Pokemon is a very straightforward structure where, you know, you walk around and catch Pokemon, so yeah. Walking around in the real world and catching Pokemon makes sense. That's not really how Pikmin works. Like, have you guys played Pikmin? Are you familiar with it?
You get them to follow you around, right?
Yeah, you're basically stuck in a little area, and you need to use them to collect items and bring them back to your ship. So... Mm. I'm not sure how that works in an AR game, because it's not, and you're not constantly moving. You're not, you know, going from place to place, really. And I also don't know, like, because you don't, it's not like you have to catch the Pikmin. Like, I guess the idea would be, like, you get so many to bring with you, and you find objects out and about while you're there, and so you need to go hunting for more valuable objects, I guess, and you're just trying to build up as many as you can. But then, I mean, how does it work in terms of, like, because the conflict in Pikmin is while they're bringing the stuff back, they get attacked by monsters and you need to protect them. So, like, I don't know.
Well, you have to collect all the yellow ones, all the blue ones, and all the red ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to do. I'm waiting for Assassin's Creed Go, where they sort of encourage you to climb up buildings.
Murder people.
And murder people.
There's AR carts full of hay everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. I was also thinking, because you were talking about how you use the Pikmin to help you solve puzzles and stuff. There should be an Oddworld Go where you got to collect all the little other creepy looking Mudokons and just try not to get murdered by, you know, I forget what they're even called. Oh, Sligs, I think, with guns killing you. See, and the reason why I say Oddworld.
I don't think you can use the word Sligs in 2021. That sounds real fucking
weird. Well, I don't know. They're coming out with a remake, so I feel like I can.
Okay.
The fact is that I said Oddworld, which a lot of people don't know about, just like Pikmin. It makes about as much sense to have an Oddworld Go.
Is Nintendo just going to be Pokemon going all of their franchises from now? Am I supposed to expect like a Metroid Go or something soon?
I feel like the logic behind Pikmin Go was that Pokemon has small cute animals in it and Pikmin has small cute creatures in it, so they tried that. Like, I don't know if they'll try to expand that to every other franchise.
What do you guys think would be next for some Go franchise? Like what are they going to do after Pikmin Go fails? Or after Pikmin Go comes out?
I mean, one and the same, really. I mean, Zelda kind of makes the most sense to me because it's the only other one I can think of. Well, it's the only other one that's active where you're moving and, like, trying to get to places like you are in Pokemon. Like, you're out on the go. You could run into monsters. You could have little things to do. Like, it encourages you, you know, like, let's say they're like, okay, so this temple is, you know, X landmark in your town. You need to walk over there and do XYZ when you get there, like you do with the Pokemon stadiums and gyms and stuff.
You can get stuck in a dungeon and then you'd have to search for a guide, like a loser.
Yeah. Yep, there you go. I don't know. I mean, what would you guys think?
I don't know. I asked the question without having an answer.
Maybe there's a Metroid one where like you leave your where like there's a problem you have to solve at your home base, and so you have to walk to the other side of town to get a power, and then you walk back to your house and solve the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
That could work.
Could be a You think they'd do Zelda over Mario first?
Oh, yeah, you already have Mario Run.
Yeah, but that's not AR, mobile-y.
What can you collect in Mario? Like, different colored toads or something?
And Goombas.
You do collect a lot in Pikmin. Yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense. Because, like, in Pikmin 2, they even use a lot of real-life stuff. Where, like, because I think the Pikmin are supposed to be, like, an inch tall. And I think your dude in Pikmin is, like, 4 inches tall. So you're collecting stuff that's branded, like, Duracell batteries and, like, you know, real-world objects like that. So I don't know. I wonder if they'll do stuff like that in the AR game. But I imagine that's probably what Pikmin AR will revolve around, is trying to collect all the treasure that's out there.
Are you going to download it? And are you going to be addicted to it?
Yes and no, in that order.
Oh, got it.
Are you? I feel like it's yes and yes for you. Well, no, you don't really care about Pikmin, but you liked Pokemon, so.
Yeah, I just opened Pokemon Go again just now. I was super addicted to it. I got to level 39. My buddy is my buddy Pokemon is Fungoose, because I want to evolve him into Amoogus.
Amoongoose.
Amoogus.
No, it's literally Amoongoose. Amoongoose.
Where yeah. I am right now, I have there's a little what is that? It's like a pig on a spring that's bouncing around.
Spoink.
I got a Drifloom. There's a Spoink. Yes, yeah, Spoink, Drifloom. I think that's is that the seagull?
Of course.
And then
the seagull.
Chikorita.
Nice.
And a Wurmple. And I don't want to bother catching any of them.
Sorry. I was going to say, you know how you said you got addicted to Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
It occurred to me, I don't know that I've ever heard you talk about a video game thing and not in terms of like, I'm addicted to this. Because you're like, I was addicted to Pokemon Go. And you're like, I'm addicted to trophies. I can't play any game without having to 100% it. And like.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Basically,
whenever you get into something, you go very all in or you don't care at all.
No, you're right. Every game that I've ever played, I've been addicted to because I've completed every game that I've ever played, pretty much.
Even if you're not addicted to the specific game, you're like, I can only play it to feed this other addiction.
Exactly. Oh, man, like the game Hero Land where I played through the entire thing and it was just so dull and repetitive. And then at the last second, the final trophy glitched on me. So I had to repeat the entire game.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so addicted to how much I hated that game. And I played it all. I put like. Not quite 200 hours, but I'm pretty sure it was pretty close to that. So,
dude, that's a lot.
Yeah, but I got it.
Hey,
I felt nothing. That's the best part. It's like, because for addictions, it's all about getting that dopamine. But I don't even get that anymore. I just like, okay, I'm done.
You just don't get the shakes.
Yeah, I don't get the shakes.
I like to imagine you're in your office, like, doing lawyer paperwork, and you're just, like, getting the shakes every now and then. Like, you pull out your Vita and get a quick platinum in My Name is Mayo to save it off a little bit more so you can keep working.
it's even worse than that because, like, some people are like, oh, Eric, you know, now there's duplicate trophy lists. So it's like, if you played a game on PS4, you could just play it on the PS5 and get a duplicate trophy list. I'm like, well, you don't understand that my morals don't allow me to platinum the same game twice. Every platinum that I have is unique. I don't have six versions of My Name is Mayo. I only have one version of My Name is Mayo. Thank you very much.
What about My Name is Mayo 2?
I did not buy that.
You should, and just keep it in your back pocket for a dark day. Really, yeah, when you get busy and you're like, I don't have time to go platinum a real game, just bust that out.
Yeah.
Inject it right into your veins. Yeah. The platinum.
Yeah. But because they're like, oh man, you could play Spider-Man on PS4 and then just download it on PS5 and you automatically get the new trophy list. I'm like, ew, gross. No, can't do that.
That's what I was going to ask. Would you because that's a remaster. So like, what if you played Shadow of the Colossus on like the PS3 remastered and then there was the PS4 remake? Do you consider that a duplicate?
Yes. Unless there's significantly more to it than just visuals. But yeah, I got some weird things going on.
So Pikmin AR, is it coming out? What systems is it coming out on?
Your cellular phone?
Probably Android and iOS.
iOS, Android. Is it not coming out for the Nintendo 64 disk drive?
Doesn't appear to be. I don't think so, no. I think the original Pikmin started out as a Nintendo 64 game. Or I might be thinking of Animal Crossing. It might be both. I can't remember.
They were probably the same game at some point, but yeah.
Probably were, yeah. Oh, man, how would an Animal Crossing AR game be? That would be awesome. Sorry, we're getting distracted again.
You cut off the Alan John in his transition. He's trying to switch over to the Nintendo 64 disk drive dev kit, and you're like, wait a second, Animal Crossing. Yeah.
Yeah, I just like, you know, I'm having fun. I want to move on. I want to keep talking, guys. All right, now let's move on.
So this is interesting. This is actually an article the article is by somebody else, but this was posted on GBA Tem just a couple of minutes ago by one of our colleagues, Rolambi, also known as Steven. Steven, what could you tell us about this really cool, rare finding?
So it's a dev kit for the Nintendo 64 disk drive, which for anyone who doesn't know, that was a planned add-on for the N64. It came out in Japan, and only 9 games, I believe, were released for it. And it did not sell very well. It was a little too close to the end of the N64's life cycle to really be, you know, useful for anything. So it was never brought over here, and not much ever happened with it. And it didn't, yeah, and so somebody stateside, I'm not sure exactly where he is, received a Nintendo 64 disk drive from a private collector, and he wanted this guy to verify its authenticity and photograph it and document it. And so there's no information on where the private collector got it from, but it's a dev kit with English packaging on it, which I guess means it was probably planned to be coming over here at some point. And yeah, it's a pretty interesting little thing. It's a little dev kit that slides under an N64. So, like, you kind of attach it from the bottom, and then you put in an adapter into where a normal cart would go on the N64 part, and that lets you plug in a utility cart into the top, and then you have these big zip drives. They're floppy disks, but not the typical 3.5-inch people think of.
Yeah.
So you just kind of like slide that in, and I mean, there's nothing people can really do with it right now. It's not like it's a, you know, it serves any practical purpose, but just as like a weird little bit of Nintendo history, it is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that development kit has Earthbound 64 on it. That would be nice.
Hey man, every time something new comes out about the Nintendo 64 disk drive, we get closer to, you know, Earthbound 64 coming out. Some kind of release of, you know, a demo or beta or something.
Anything, please. It's the closest we're ever going to get to a release of Mother 3, a re-release.
Yeah, a release. The closest thing we'll get to a release of Mother 3 in English is a dev kit for the Nintendo 64 disk drive.
Yep, that's precisely what it is. No, this is pretty cool stuff. What other games were developed for the disk drive that were canned because it was a failure? I know Earthbound 64 was one of them. Let me search for some.
I believe, wasn't Animal Crossing one? I could be wrong.
You already said that. We can't just talk about that again.
But I really like it. It was called Animal Forest.
Oh yeah, we talked about that on the podcast, actually.
I don't know why. Well, I guess I do know why, because it's completely unrelated, but the disk drive for the Nintendo 64, it kind of reminds me of the Game Boy player for the GameCube that you attach on the bottom, lets you play Game Boy Advance games.
Yeah, that is what it looks like, actually. That's a good point.
Yeah, I just, so it's like, this might be the, one of the first add-ons that's sort of, I don't know, lets you do more things than you're normally allowed to do on a console.
Well, wait, what do you mean exactly? Like,
What I mean is I want to be able to play Game Boy Advance on my Nintendo 64. Damn it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I found a list. So there was a game called Cabbage developed for the Nintendo 64 DD. And it says here on the wiki that this was a precursor to Nintendogs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh,
that's
goodness. Interesting.
Yeah, we had Desert Island, No Man's Island, probably a precursor to...
No Man's Sky was originally supposed to be on the 64 DD.
Yes, indeed. Fire Emblem 64. Wow. Apparently that became Fire Emblem for the Game Boy Advance. Hmm. Interesting.
There was a Mission Impossible 64 DD game planned.
Wait. There's... What is this? This wiki says Mother 3.5. It's an Earthbound 64 expansion? What? Okay. We've got a couple of Mario Artist games. We've got Samurai Shodown 64, Warrior's Rage. Now, that's a classic. Super Mario 64 2. Okay. That's a big one.
There was an adaptation of the classic Wall Street by Oliver Stone. That would be another video game adaptation of a movie. I would have played the hell out of that.
Okay, yeah. And Zelda Ocarina of Time expansion. I think that became Majora's Mask.
No, because there's one up here called Zelda Gaiden that they say eventually became Majora's Mask.
Oh, all right.
It does seem like a lot of the games that were planned for it just got released as regular cartridge games, like Kirby 64, Mario Party 2, Pokemon Snap, Pokemon Stadium, Paper Mario, Conker's Bad Fur Day, Donkey Kong 64, and both Zelda games were originally planned as 64 DD games that just got moved to regular cartridge games.
Yeah, I guess they just had to compress the games and they'd fit on a cartridge. So
yeah. Yeah, because none of those games feel like they, you know, really pushed the limits of the N64. Maybe Donkey Kong, because it needed that little expansion pack thing. Like that red thing that goes in the front of it. Do you remember that? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, okay. You don't?
I'm sorry.
All right, never mind. Fuck you guys.
Speaking of fuck you guys, that's basically what Sony is trying to tell to its customers who own PS3s and PSPs. And Vitas as well. Because
well, they said that to people that owned Vitas a long time ago.
they canceled the Vita sooner than they canceled the PSP, I think.
there's a rumor going on that supposedly, now this is just a rumor, Sony's going to be closing the PlayStation 3 and Vita and PSP stores. Yes, I know it sucks, but I was surprised to know that the PSP store was still open.
Yeah, I kind of was too.
I did not know that it was still functional.
It is kind of crazy when you think about it.
When did the PSP come out? 2004?
2004. Well, yeah. 2005 over here. Yeah, 2004 in Japan.
That's what, 17 years?
17 years. That's a lot longer than I would have expected them to maintain the PSP store.
Yeah.
So hardware shipments of the PSP ended worldwide in 2014. So they produced them for 10 years and then kept the store up for another 7.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, yeah, that's more support than I think the Vita ever had.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it sold more than the Vita ever did.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because the Vita could play PSP games.
But only digitally, right? You couldn't put a UMD in there.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
They should see that was the screw up. They should have had a sort of like what they did with the PS5. They should have had a disc in a discless version.
Yeah.
Or a UMD in a UMDless version.
You could just hack it.
Yeah, okay, yes, we know that, and the people listening to this podcast know that, but in general...
I don't think Sony was counting on that.
Yeah, Sony's like, why don't you just hack it? You could just get all the free PSP games anyway.
I mean, that's what they really, really hinted at with the PSP Go. Is that what it was called?
Yeah. Yeah, the all digital one. Was that one hinting at the hackers?
Like, hey, you guys can hack this. Well, yeah, the PSP, that was hacked kind of early on, and that was sort of just broken apart, right? Like, you could do everything with a PSP. My first hacking tutorials on YouTube were PSP hacking.
Yeah, I don't know a single person who didn't hack it instantly once they got it. Same with the PSP.
Yeah. Well, I had some stupid friends in high school who didn't know how to do it, and I was just like, can I just do it for you? Like, if you go back to my really old videos, so I hacked my PSP, and I was like, these video tutorials are garbage, and I'm in high school, so, like, I don't know how to read, so I have to watch the video ones. And I was like, wait a second. It was so easy to hack mine. So then I took a friend's, and then I showed me hacking his. So I was like, this is how you do it. How come nobody's showing you how to do that? So then I became hella rich from YouTube.
Nice.
Yeah. That was nice while it lasted. No. Now I'm a poor little lawyer. Can't even afford rent. The PSP, that was a good system. The PS Vita, I guess because it could play PSP games, also should, in theory, make it at least as good of a system. Yet I don't feel as nostalgic about it. You know what I mean?
If there are any listeners who have a spare Vita and would like to gift me one of them, please write in my DMs because I really want a Vita. But prices on Vitas just keep going up. They never go down. Like, even the most used Vita you can find with a screen that's not working and half of the buttons are gone. In my local markets, you could find the cheapest one for around $200, which is just insane because they're rare, but they're so good. Like, Vitas are really underappreciated gaming handheld machines. Probably the best used gaming handheld ever.
It's really good. It is. It's a very, very solid system.
I would rather play a mobile game on a PS Vita than on a phone, for sure. The only problem with the Vita, honestly, is that it only has two triggers. It needed an R2 and an L2 because you could use it as a PS4 controller. So, all right. So problem number one is you could use it as a PS4 controller or like a remote play device. And that's what I almost exclusively used it for, but only for games where you didn't really have to use those buttons.
So in games where you have to use the triggers, what does it use? Does it use the back touch panel?
It does, but okay. Obviously it's not as good as actual buttons. And then there's also the fact that you can't use it at all on a PS5. And I understand it's just kind of, I'm like, oh man, I want to use it on a PS5. Of course, there's limitations to the network capabilities of the Vita, but whatever. Anyway, the Vita was a good system, very underappreciated. Alan John, I probably told this to you before, but I bought my PS Vita from somebody on GBA Temp. It was at a lower firmware. It was easily hacked. It cost $50, and it came with like a, I think, 62 or 64 gigabyte like actual Vita memory card. I was like, okay. Wow. Yeah, I was like, I basically stole it. And then the real sin was I updated it because I was too scared to pirate games because I didn't want to get banned.
And also you didn't want to go to jail because you're a lawyer now and you know what are the consequences of doing.
I haven't pirated games in a very long time. Movies, on the other hand, I haven't pirated movies either that much either because it's kind of convenient to view most movies.
Yeah, it is. You could just search for watch movies online on Google and you can watch them. You don't have to download or pirate anything. It's great.
Oh, I love it.
Just like our podcast, you don't have to buy it. What you can do, you could just search for Tempcast on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, even Spotify. They're all free, obviously. And even on YouTube, you can watch our stuff on YouTube. You can't say the same about Queen's Gambit. You can't do that with Game of Thrones, but you can do it with the Tempcast.
Can't do it with Downton Abbey. Can't do it with Seinfeld.
Yeah, you can't. Nope. You can't watch Seinfeld and my favorite sitcom, Friends. Can't watch that on YouTube. Only clips, but we upload the entire thing for free. Completely for free. I even work at this job for free, editing the podcast every single weekend of my life. I have wasted 32 weekends of my life. Instead of going out, you know, having dates, I sit at home editing a podcast that five people listen to. So check out Tempcast on YouTube and Spotify. Leave a like on the video. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. I've been seeing a couple of people unsubscribing day by day. I don't know who you are, but you're going to pay for that.
Yeah, what the fuck, you guys? If you're unsubscribing, oh my God, like, wow, we hate you.
So much on YouTube that these people subscribe to, they like David Dobrik, like Logan Paul stuff. Yeah, I'll stay subscribed to that. Okay, yeah, this guy's a pedophile, but I'll subscribe to that. But GBA Temp uploaded another podcast. Oh, I'm unsubscribing. I can't have this stuff in my feed.
Oh, wait a second. No, I know exactly why some people unsubscribed, and it's actually a good thing. Because those people were people from Wyoming and Oklahoma.
I
said, if you're from Wyoming or Oklahoma, don't bother listening to us. Everybody else is fine.
Okay, I should probably look at the stats right now and see who we can, who we can't talk about. Okay.
So while you're doing that, I just want to mention, completely unrelated to everything else, I realized today why I stopped watching Game Grumps a couple years ago. It has nothing to do with the Dan and or John allegations. It just has to do simply with the fact that Aaron Hansen is really, really bad at video games. And it really frustrates me watching him not figure out how to play a video game because he's so impatient. And then he screams at the video game. And I'm like, wow, I can't stand it. I cannot stand it.
You know what I can't stand? People from Munster, Ireland. Hey, yeah. If you're listening to this from Munster, Ireland, I don't even know what to tell you. Just go.
Dude, we got a lot of people from Munster, Ireland.
Yeah, no, this 70% doesn't mean that 70% of our listeners are from Ireland. It means that 70% of people in Ireland who are listening to this podcast are from Munster. How do you pronounce that? Is it Munster, like a monster? Like
no, like yeah, no, Munster, like the cheese or the place in Ireland.
Okay, so 100% of our listeners are from Earth. This is, I'm not making this up. Oh, this is literally a graph with different planets for some reason. Okay,
and Pluto. Ew.
So yeah, we have no listeners from Venus and Mars and Jupiter. So we could criticize these people. People from Neptune, go fuck yourself. And yeah. I think we can end the podcast on that note.
Yeah, fuck Mercury. Eric, so I know you're really specific about your trophies and all that shit. So, like, let's say you were like, okay, I got a platinum every game that I have, which you are. And let's say a switch flipped in your head and you were like, okay, I'm not happy with that anymore. I got a platinum every version of that game. So you're like, it's not good enough to have all the Kingdom Hearts platinums. You're like, I got to get them all on, like, the PS3 and the 4 and the 5 and all that. Would you freak out about all this shit being delisted?
That's a good question. Too bad my brain doesn't work that way. So no, because as long as I get one version of it, I'm fine. But I know what you're saying for the people who feel like they have to have everything of everything of everything. Yeah. Everything getting delisted is upsetting.
Yeah. I don't know why I just asked that now. It just popped into my head. I'm sorry.
We can cut. So about the Nintendo 64 DD.
Do you ever have that, though, where you're very particular about something and then all of a sudden you like just kind of like flip and you're a different way about it? I do.
Okay, the podcast is over, Steven. It's done.
I'm just, I know, I'm just fucking chatting to Eric, goddammit. Do you want me to clap?
Hello, 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 hello.